Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to get in here with us, you're more than welcome, 713-780-3776. Keith is here. See, this is the shortest wait times ever, right, AJ? AJ is just he's a great producer. He tells me there's somebody on hold, we get right to him, boom, and Keith gets in here. Shortest wait times in the business. What's going on, Keith?
Shortest wait times in the business. You know, the Astros obviously coming off this pretty ugly sweep against the Guardians. The three automatic outs, you know, Hummel, Trammell, and Short, why not, you know, with the team having a first-place lead and, you know, you've got the All-Star break, you know, why not bring in some well-rested veterans that might be still out there, like J.D. Martinez, a former Astro who's got pop, you know, Adam Duvall, you've got maybe give a call to, you know, Brandon Crawford to play some shortstop. You know, this is a first-place team. You know, some of these vets might want to do a little ring chasing like David West did with the Golden State Warriors. Why not bring in some vets and not have these Kennedy Coronas and these random guys getting automatic outs in the lineup? Like, Myers got hurt after the lineup card was sent in last night, so Zach Short has to bat second, and Zach Short's like, what am I doing batting second? And he automatically strikes out in the first at-bat. So, like, there's some veterans out there. Like, why not get some guys who are well-rested, who know how to play baseball, you know, they got fresh legs for the second half of the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing you could do about it. Zach Short had to be installed into the two spot. What are you going to do? I mean, that's the rule. So when the lineup card's already announced, you would love for Zach Short to be batting ninth, but he was the replacement, so that's where Zach Short's got to be. Listen, it's mishmash. Half the guys out there shouldn't be out there. Half the guys should be in the minors. Half the starting rotation should still be in the minors. They've done a hell of a job. A hell of a job. But what, I mean, you're asking guys to do something that they're just not capable of yet. So, yeah, to me, not surprising at all that you had a stinker of a series with the guys that you're running out there. It's just not surprising in the least to me. Me and my buddies, I got one buddy who's like, this is. Every Dodger win, it's like, what? This is inexplicable.
You're not surprised they got swept?
I'm not surprised. Not at all.
So going into the Guardian series.
Well, I mean, Hunter Brown pitching away.
So, what are we talking about? Of course, Hunter, your ace is on the mound, and he gives up six. You're not surprised by that and how the game went? And then Josh Hader gives up a grand slam?
Josh Hader gives up home runs, and that's what he does.
But he's been great this year, and he doesn't puts himself in a situation where slam is.
Hunter and Josh. Those two were a bit surprising, but not that they're that this team can't loses games. That's not surprising.
I didn't say lose games. The sweep.
What's surprising to me is they're winning games.
Well, how can that still be surprising? That's over. It's how many games deep into the year you're still surprised they're winning games? Even with this lineup?
I'm still amazed by it, yes.
I'm not, because no matter who the Astros roll out there over the course of a decade, I just assume things will work out, because they have. At some point, they won't, but until they do or they don't, I'm not surprised by what they do. Once again, it's just one series, but getting swept by a team who – I gave you the stat, if we can believe AI. This hadn't happened since 2012, a team on a 10-game-plus losing streak sweeping a team. In the next series,
here's a text exchange. No clue. He says, "No clue how the Astros are doing this. Amazing with all the injuries. Amazing, mind-boggling. Zach Short is the offensive hero, but of course he is mind-boggling. This is at some point the madness ends. You can't trot that lineup out there and continue to win. I mean, it just – every single game that they were beating the Dodgers, it's like, what? It's inexplicable. It's inexplicable.
And it was inexplicable against the Cubs and the Phillies.
Yeah.
They had done it already for, nine out of ten, or at least going to the Dodgers series, six out of seven?
And at some point, you've got to pay up. You've got to pay the devil.
The devil isn't involved.
The devil is a liar,
but he's not involved in this.
They made a deal.
So you think your hometown nine, they're devil worshippers?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I think they made.
They prayed and made a deal with the devil. That's what you're saying.
They made a deal with the devil.
Mm.
And now it's
so do you feel bad about rooting for a team that makes deals with Lucifer?
No. Lucifer, well, but at some point you got to pay up. At some point you have to pay up.
Devil-worshipping Astros. You sound like a Yankee fan.
They paid up this week.
Sound exactly like a Yankee fan.
No. Yankee fan?
Yeah, that's what you sound like. The Astros are dealing with the devil.
Again.
Well, stop saying that your hometown team is making a deal with the devil.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
You and John Boy going to do a podcast together.
It's inexplicable. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
Maybe Zach Short was hitting well because of buzzers, John, since you sound like John Boy.
Oh, did you hear? Well, and actually Max Muncy was asked, okay, after the series, do you think that they were cheating? How stupid is this? And he goes, do I think they were cheating? No. Do I think they knew what was coming? Yes. But you know what? That's part of baseball. And if we're tipping our pitches or they know, then we got to change what we're doing. But that's not cheating. Mm. Knowing what's coming and cheating are two different things.
Well,
because they were hitting. But Oral Hershiser, you know, insinuated that there was more cheating going on. No. Did they know what was coming? I don't know. It sure did look like it, didn't it? It sure did look like they were on the Astros. And they were on Dodger pitching. But Max Muncy at least has some common sense. He says, yeah, I feel like, yeah, they did. You know what? Whose fault that is? Ours. Because for whatever reason, we were predictable, or they were reading our signs, or whatever. They knew what we were going to throw, whatever the case may be. But that's not cheating.
What if we pose the question this way? Hey, Max Muncy, do you think Beelzebub was helping the Astros hit baseballs? Would that
maybe
be cheating?
No. He might go, it must have been. Had to be.
He'd probably say, who's Beelzebub? Because who says that word?
Look at those two lineups and tell me how the Astros outscored them 29-6. You tell me. Whatever. Yeah, I think it was 29-6 they outscored them in that series.
Well, they hit.
Look at those two. There's no answer for
that. They hit against the Guardians, too, outside of last night. It's just so they were still hitting to a point where they should have won games. It was the pitching that let them down. So as much as you're talking about the lineup and how remarkable it is that they were doing what they did against the Dodgers, the lineup didn't cost them against the Guardians. Not the first two.
No, they scored runs.
Yeah, so Zach Short, Trammell, whatever. The lineup was good enough to beat the Guardians. The pitching, which has been solid, was the one that let them down.
Well, the hitting let them down, too. 2 for 21 with runners in scoring position. 1 for 8 with runners in scoring position. Yeah, the only one that could hit with runners in scoring position was Jose Altuve the whole series. That was it. And you know what? He's a major leaguer. The rest of them aren't. A bunch of them aren't, anyway. 713-78. And listen, arguing about you know, a team that got swept, quite frankly, they came down to earth. They came crashing down to earth. And you know what? Time to move on. Day off. Rangers coming to town, beat their ass. Let's go into the All-Star break. By the way, it was pointed out they've already announced Hunter's replacement. That kind of stinks, but I could certainly see where, you know, Hunter said, yeah, no, listen, I was named to the All-Star team, but that's okay. I'm more worried about our team. And if I can pitch on Sunday, then I'll pitch on Sunday. So I won't be able to pitch in the All-Star game. Kind of stinks for the kid making his first All-Star appearance and not being able to pitch in it. That kind of stinks. But you know what? Oh, well. He's a team. That just shows you what kind of team guy he is. I mean, you know, if it was me, I'd be going, no, I want to pitch in the All-Star game. All right? That's what I want to pitch. I'm the first-time All-Star? No. Pitch Colton Gordon instead of me. No. You know what Hunter Brown said? No. Yeah, I'll take the ball. I'll take the ball, Skip, and I'll pitch on Sunday.
Yeah, Hunter's going to be unavailable on Tuesday, not because of he's pitching on Sunday. It's because he's got to go to the seventh circle of hell and re-up with the devil.
Hunter Brown is not one, someone who made a deal with the devil.
So it's not him, but
it's not him.
The Astros hitters have, I guess, is what you're saying.
The Astros. All these rookies.
Okay.
How many rookies have they – is there anybody that's tried it more – that has had more major league debuts than the Astros this year? AJ, look that up.
Don't. He's not going to come back to it.
AJ.
Don't worry about it, AJ. He's not going to come back to it. Don't do it.
AJ, hurry up. Find that out.
Don't worry about it, man.
All right? Our crack research staff, AJ.
One person, yeah.
That's right. He's not busy.
We got an intern. You want to make the intern do it?
Intern, how many major league – what team had more major league debuts than any other team in baseball this year? Okay? Hurry, get on that. Get back to us. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. How about East River 9? You want to get out there? Do you want a corporate membership? You can get a corporate membership at East River 9, and it's pretty cool. All right? You get what you get with it. You've got golf, okay? You get rounds of golf. We got it. We've got the corporate membership out there at East River 9. It's pretty cool. You can take your employees. Your employees can take clients. You can have team building, or you can have, you know, sales. It's better than golf in that your people can work during the day and still go to East River 9 at night because they got lights, right? Your people they're not spending 4 hours on the golf course. It's just about an hour and a half round. And then they can sit down and eat and drink, and it's a sports bar, basically, but it's really good food, really good food. You've got bands there on Friday and Saturday, okay? It's awesome. You've got pickleball there, driving range, the best view of the city that I think there is in Houston. So you got everything that you could possibly need at East River 9. By the way, you got golf, okay, which is it doesn't get any better than that. So you're looking for a great way to get your employees feeling better about themselves, having a place they can take clients and still work. East River 9, the number 9. EastRiverTheNumber9.com. Get your corporate membership today. EastRiverTheNumber9.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
All right, welcome back. I don't know who this guy is. Blake Topmeyer? Blake Topmeyer.
Does he play for the Astros?
No. He is. We could, but we just.
John, we did the research, by the way.
Okay.
Turns out the Astros don't even have the most major league debuts this year in their own division. They have seven. The A's have 12.
Oh, well. The A's just bring guys to beat, yeah.
And the White Sox and Marlins are tied at 11.
Yeah, but those are bad teams. So that's, you know, to have seven and be a first place team, yeah, those are teams that just bring guys up. You know what? We don't want to pay anybody, so we'll just bring a minor leaguer up. We'll yo-yo him back and forth.
The Mariners also have seven.
The Mariners have seven as well?
Yes.
They're another organization that ain't paying nearly as much. But how about first place teams? Is there any first place team that's close?
The Blue Jays. They have six. They have six. The Blue Jays have six debuts this year.
Well, look at that. You see? That's our crack staff right there.
Your crack staff is me.
You did it?
Yes, I did. So crack anymore, right? Maybe
no,
on crack.
No,
at this
I'm
point.
I'm pretty sure that those numbers are probably inaccurate.
Okay, I trust Baseball Almanac. Maybe you don't, but I trust the great people at Baseball Almanac.
Well, the Astros with seven debut. That's all they have is seven. It seems like there's more.
They have a bunch of guys who've been around but aren't that good, and they'll pop up every now and again, like Cooper Hummel. I mean, he's been around.
Yeah, he's been back. He's been up and down.
Yeah.
Zach Short is not a debut guy.
No.
Right, Hummel's not a debut guy. I mean,
Gusto was this year.
Gusto was,
yes,
yeah. Gusto was. Brandon Walter wasn't a
No. It's guys we've never heard of for the most part. But,
yeah, but right,
they're but not, they weren't yeah. debuts, yeah.
They're not debut guys. This guy, Topmeyer, who's not an Astro, he ranked the SEC stadiums, toughest stadiums, loudest stadiums. The noise affecting the game stadiums. Who do you think he had? Who are the top stadiums in the SEC?
See, because I play a video game, I have some knowledge of possibly what he's going with. Is LSU number one? Because that's what the video game has as the
number
toughest
two.
Stadium in all of college football, not just the SEC.
Yeah, that's I can attest to the fact that Tiger Stadium is an imposing place.
Does he have A&M ahead of them?
No. A&M finished seventh on his list.
Probably just that's more about the team because the stadium itself is
loud.
Is loud. Is it Alabama?
It's no, Alabama's not.
Oh, he's got Florida.
Florida. It's I've been there.
I know.
It's a tough. It is a tough place.
Yeah, when the team is good. How tough has it been to go into Florida recently?
Well, I think you're just talking about the noise and the
okay.
Yeah, that they're
pretty quiet when Cam Ward was doing what he did.
Florida boasts a 714 home winning percentage against SEC opponents the past 10 years, compared to 486 on the road.
Well, yeah.
So that's a big disparity. They're
not that program's fallen off really.
Yeah, it really has. But the fan base hasn't. Tiger Stadium is second. They got Neyland, Tennessee third. They got Alabama fourth. Alabama is a really tough place to play because of the players that are on the field.
Yeah,
not
it didn't
as much.
Seem intimidating.
I've been there. It's not as loud as other stadiums.
I'm not surprised by that. It doesn't sound like that on TV in comparison.
Georgia's next, South Carolina, and then A&M. Then Auburn, which I think should be higher on the list. Oklahoma is next. That is a good home field. It's a loud place. Darrell K is 10th. Darrell K Royal Stadium. Here's what he says. Texas earns its reputation for having a bit of a wine and cheese crowd amid its 100,000 capacity, but Longhorns fans can still turn it up for big games. Texas has won 14 of its last 15 at home, resulting in triumphant renditions of the eyes of Texas. Texas is not as much as you. I mean, I found it so funny. Well, Frankie was there at a game last year, and they said the loudest state. And Frankie was like, "What?
Cut it out!
Stop it!"
I went to LSU games my entire college career. Cut it out!
Yeah, she was at LSU. Stop, Texas! You're not. And I've been there, and it's not as loud. It's just not. It's now, and it's not as raucous. They love their football, don't get me wrong. It's just not as loud. It's not. Texas.
You can put that on the fans, put it on how the stadium's built, and they've added additions.
It's in large part how the stadium's
built.
Yeah,
I mean, they've added additions to make it a higher capacity, but it's not built to be a place that keeps noise in.
No, especially when that end zone was open.
Yeah.
I mean, the noise just leaves. Like, Notre Dame has a great fan base, and Michigan. But the way the stadiums are built, they're just not loud. Notre Dame is not loud at all.
Isn't it just pretty much a bowl?
Yeah. And the noise just escapes. It's a giant bowl.
You know what was loud? And as I said before, I hadn't been there as a fan in a long time. NRG, when Mexico scored, deafening. They scored their first goal. Deafening. I don't know what it was like in the Texans' best moments when they weren't pumping in crowd noise. When J.J. Watt returned that pick six in their first playoff game, I'm sure it was pretty loud. But, man, when the Mexican fans got that first goal, ears hurt after that.
Yeah.
So, NRG has its moments, too.
I've been on the field for – and the first Cowboys game was incredible. 19 to 7.
That's the score you've recited so many times, now you've forgotten
it.
And
I can't remember. 19-7, I think it was. Maybe I forget. Anyway, that Billy Miller touchdown.
19-10. What's wrong with you?
19-10. That's right, because it was the year. 19-10. that Billy Miller touchdown and that sack in the end zone were and then the end of the game where the Texans ended up winning. It was incredible. It was incredible how loud it was. There is no question in my mind they piped in noise. There's nobody there at the end of some of these games.
True.
And it was so damn loud in there, and you're like, come on, guys. Come on. Stop already. There's nobody here, and you guys are – and it's going crazy when they're down 45-7 and score a touchdown. Stop. Stop already. It's not that loud here. So you can they'll deny it till the cows come home. Isn't that the saying? They'll deny it until the cows come home, but they piped in noise. There's no question in my mind. There's no question. Cheating.
Well,
cheating. How about Devin Booker, two-year, $145 million extension?
It's a lot. It's a lot of money for a player who's good. Really good, actually. But
really good.
But the Rockets, at least that was the reporting, were lower on Devin Booker after this year because of what he looked like out there. And I guess his inability to kind of shepherd that Suns team to maybe not even contention, but a playoff spot. But he's their guy. I mean, maybe sacrilege to say because he hasn't accomplished much, but he's one of those guys, those Kobe types, where they want him to stay there forever. I'm not obviously making the comparison that he's as good as him, but they want that guy to be a Sun for life. And how do you do that? While you're bad, give him all your money. Hey, Devin, I know things aren't going well. We're probably going to be in a bad spot for at least a year or two. Do you want all our money? And he's like, you know what? I would like all your money. Thank you. And that's what they did. They just don't want him. They don't want to give him any reason, you know, beyond sucking on the court for him to leave. So you make him as happy as you can. Take it all. It's rough for what we expect to be a bad team.
Yeah. They're going to be so hamstrung with this thing. Hamstrung.
And he's making more per year. The extension will allow him to make more per year than Shea. Like, just over $1 million more than Shea.
Yeah.
At $72.5 million.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. I mean, I know you want him to be, but that's ridiculous. You're killing yourself. How can you put a team on the field?
Well, this is going to happen to everybody. At some point. When it comes down to it, with the cap rising and all those things, we're going to see more annual $70 million deals.
Yeah.
Shea was the first. Booker's next. I guess if Anthony Edwards wants to stay with Minnesota, he'll get one too when he's extension eligible. This will just be the new norm. Now, and then we can start to ask with the CBA, which is always a concern, can you even build a roster? Like, I saw someone put out that you can have three guys making max money, but you can't have like an Alex Caruso type who or a Hardenstein type for more than a couple of years because those guys got to go because they're going to be too expensive. But you can pay your three guys that type of money. You just won't have anything left. So how will teams operate? Will they decide two guys at the max is the most we can do? And if a guy who wants the max is on our roster, we're just going to have to break that down into two players. We have to give two players that money, and that guy's going to have to go because we need depth as – this last NBA playoff run showed.
Yep. Thank you, Suns. I mean, you're not going to be a factor for years and years to come. Appreciate it.
Hey, Jalen Green's there. What are you saying?
The West got easier. The West.
They were hamstrung anyway. It's not like they have money to spend anyway. They just, it's just a guy. They just decided, hey, when it comes down to it, Devin, you're our guy. Yeah. And you'll be our guys until he eventually asks out anyway. The question is, can you even trade a contract like that?
But that's poor management because we see what Devin Booker by himself with Brett, with Beal, with Durant, they're not good enough.
Well, they weren't constructed well. Like Devin Booker, younger player, but when the Suns were good, he was good enough. People were talking about Devin Booker as taking the next step.
Yeah, he's
but
great.
They're just poorly constructed.
But they're not a good team.
But
he's great. That's fine. But they're not a good
but
team.
But I don't think his – I don't think – I get the salary constraints, but I don't think Devin Booker's a problem. I think it's how the Suns were built and what they decided to do They decided to go star hunting. Whether Bradley Beal's a star, that's a different question. But they decided to be a trio of three stars and nothing else. You can win with Devin Booker getting paid a lot of money with the cap going up. You just can't decide it's going to be stars and scrubs. That's not good enough anymore.
What have they done since Devin Booker's gotten there?
There was a time when they were just bad. The biggest accomplishments for him was that 70-point game in Boston. He was a good player on a bad roster.
Making the finals, too.
And then since that point, making the finals with Chris Chris Paul came the year after.
No, he was there.
Chris Paul, and then they had Cam Johnson and Bridges, and then they also had DeAndre Ayton. That felt like a good young team that was going to ascend, and then and they got sick and tired of DeAndre Ayton, and then they brought in KD, and that has changed. So I don't want to say that. I don't want to say KD's the harbinger of death, but just be aware, Rockets.
Where he goes,
I know Dream Shake's listening. It's partly just for one guy. Where he goes, things don't turn out great. And I'm not even just blaming KD. Since Golden State, where he goes, things end in spectacular failure.
Well, Brooklyn was a disaster.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying there's one common denominator the last two places. Utmost failure for Brooklyn and Phoenix. And now he's a Rocket.
And I'll take him. I'll take him right now.
Look, I understand. This is not me saying they shouldn't have made the trade. I'm just laying out some facts. So if it goes wrong, you should have seen it coming. That's all I'm saying.
You know what's going right? Selling your car to John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Already the best place to sell your car. Now it's even better with the GiveMeTheVIN.com big cash giveaway. GiveMeTheVIN.com is giving away $25,000 in cash every month. Get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to their website, GiveMeTheVIN.com. They want to buy your car. Doesn't matter what kind of car it is. Supercar, exotic, SUV, minivan, whatever it is. You don't have to deal with dealerships. You're going to get a true offer for your car in basically minutes. Put your car right on the money, hassle-free, online. They will pick up your car. They will bring you the check. They will do it all. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com, put in your VIN number or your license plate. They'll make you an offer in minutes well above any dealer quote. You can go to one of their pickup locations or they'll come to you. It's easy. It's fast. GiveMeTheVIN.com, America's best car buyer. $25,000 in cash every month. Give it away. And you get 1,000 chances to win if they buy your car. For more details, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. What y'all want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number. Our Astros lost yesterday. A little day off now. Regroup. Get back out there. Hunter Brown will be pitching on Sunday against the Rangers. You got Fromber and Hunter pitching this weekend, which is nice. Give them a little what for, and then get back on your winning ways, and then take a few days off. I think the team needs a couple of days off. They got guys who haven't been playing, as much as they have been. How about the Dodgers losing six in a row? The Dodgers have lost six straight. They got swept after the Astros swept them. They got swept by Milwaukee, so they suck. I'm happy. I'm pretty happy about that. I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty much watching. And I'm here. I was in a casino, and all the Dodger fans are all, that sucks. They suck. Their bullpen is not good. They've got a bunch of injuries to their pitchers, too. So, I mean, you can buy all you want, Dodger. You can buy it all. Okay. But guess what? You got to do it on the field, and you're not.
Well, they did it last year on the field.
Yeah, kind of.
No, what do you mean kind of?
Yeah.
Just did do it on the field last year.
I know, but not this year.
Well, they're
not going to do it this year.
Well, maybe. They're in first place and still have a better record than the Astros. But we saw what happened when they lined up against each other. But sure. Sure. We can hope and pray that the Dodgers stuff won't work out, because money never helps in sports. You spend money, it never helps.
Never helps. No. That you just throw money at it? Oh, really? How's that working out for the Yankees? How has it been working out for them? Yeah, they suck.
They were in the World Series last year.
Yeah, but they still didn't. They lost 4-1. They blow.
I mean, yeah, it's not as bad as losing 2-0 in a wild card round series, but whatever.
No.
Well, to the Tigers of all teams.
Who had more losses in their series?
Well, that's because of you can only lose 2.
Okay.
Right. You're right.
Who had more losses?
No, it's a good point. Who had more wins in the playoffs last year?
It doesn't matter right now. Okay. They didn't win at all.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
Got it.
Oh, great. Oh, you're for all four finishing second. Okay. That's a loser.
It's better
mentality.
Than finishing like 9th or whatever the Astros finished.
Loser.
Where'd the Astros finish last year?
Did you saw this Dallas Turner story, right?
Yes, I did. It's off the back of us talking about how old people get scammed by stuff like this.
So, he's been scammed. Dallas Turner, Vikings outside linebacker, Dallas Turner. He was a rookie last year?
Yeah, out of Alabama. I think it was a rookie year. Rookie last year.
Last year, yeah. He was scammed out of $240,000. Apparently, someone impersonating a banker at J.P. Morgan Chase called Turner on February 19th, claimed someone was attempting to impersonate Turner at a Chase Bank branch in Arizona, and presented 2 copies of ID to execute a wire transfer. The caller instructed Turner to transfer money to 2 separate businesses to prevent the attempted theft. Turner then went to 2 Chase Bank branches to transfer $120,000 each to Island Food Truck LLC and CNLFL LLC.
You know what Alabama can never say? It's not just a 4-year decision. It's a 40-year decision, because they didn't teach that kid nothing. Alabama,
nothing.
Take that out of your sales pitch. Don't ever say that to anyone again in your recruiting pitch. Just hand them a bag, and that's it. But if you tell people you go to Alabama to make a 40-year decision, wrong. Dallas Turner is a prime example of why that's not true.
So, wait, I don't understand, though. Someone's attempted to impersonate you, so you need to transfer the money to a food truck?
Trust me, John, no matter how you try to figure this out, none of it's going to make any sense. Don't try to get into the mind of Dallas Turner. It's not going to work out. Because you, and like most of us, would never work it out in our minds that this makes sense.
Do you get a daily text that tells you that you owe money to for
sure
tickets?
Yeah, like California. I get it. Like you have a traffic violation. Cause
right.
What's it called again? Those tolls, like you owe money to a
right.
And wait a minute, I haven't.
And if you don't, we're going to impound your car.
Yeah, I was like, good luck. I haven't driven a car in California in like 6 years.
Right.
Good luck with that. Yeah, I get those all the time.
Yeah,
Dallas Turner would try to find a way to pay those guys.
Dallas Turner's paying up.
Even if he didn't have a driver's license, he'd go, you know what? I gotta pay
somehow
up.
Somehow I've got tolls that I didn't pay.
Yeah, sure. I grew up in South Florida and spent my college years in Southern California, in Alabama. But somehow, some way, I'm going to have to give the California toll system my money.
This is an indictment on Alabama football.
It is. He's just a year out. So whatever they were teaching him, because you'll see these things where they're doing the puff pieces about programs, and they'll show like the athletes in like these business classes. They'll have people come talk to them about managing their money. The NFL does that too for the rookies. It's not only just Alabama, but what did the rookie symposium teach?
I know.
Teach Dallas Turner? Was he asleep? Did he not show up?
Probably.
The Vikings. Let's
throw
the Vikings in
there
too.
Oh, let me learn about anything. I never had to learn for 3 years at Alabama. You want me to start learning now?
Man,
no.
The NFL, the Vikings, all of them, I'm sure, have people in place to teach their players about this sort of thing. And yet, Dallas Turner slip through the cracks. Sometimes kids just slip through the cracks, John.
Yeah. I mean,
they have failed him.
So terrible. So terrible.
I don't know, since he voluntarily did that, if he's going to get his money back. I'm not sure. He didn't do it under, I guess you can say some of it's the rest, but he went to a couple banks and did it, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out. They are trying to find the people and prosecute them and all that stuff. It's just sad. Come on, man.
It's an indictment on Alabama football. Nice job getting your guys ready. Nice job.
I mean,
he's sending, because someone's trying to impersonate him, you need to send money to a food truck. What? I mean, I guess I was 24 once.
Yeah, but were you that?
If I
type
had
of, at
all that money, I probably.
You would burn it doing fun stuff, but you wouldn't send it to a food truck.
No, I wouldn't. Unless it was a really good food truck.
Look, I don't care how good the food truck is. Unless I'm owning that thing, why am I sending that type of money to it? Unless I'm investing. He's not even investing to get a piece of the food truck. What's he doing?
Yeah. No, it wasn't even an investment. It's just move the money over here so they don't steal it.
What?
To a food truck?
I hope. Okay. He's a first-round pick. It's a lot of money for the 17th pick overall, but he should be fine. The guaranteed money he got to sign, he's going to be okay. It's just not a good first step.
It doesn't make
me feel good about Dallas Turner. Unless he makes so much money, it doesn't matter because he just becomes an all-pro, or at least a pro bowler, that he's going to keep getting deals. I don't like the trend of how he's going to manage his money going forward.
If they told me, listen, you need to send all that money to Houston Distributing Company because they distribute the Coors Lights.
You would say, I already do send them money.
I do. I give them my money. What? I'll give them, okay, $120,000, I'll give it to them. Whatever. Whatever they need to keep me in Coors Lights. I'm good. Okay? Look, you're looking for, I love me some Coors Lights. I love the refreshing taste of Coors Light. It is. I mean, it is the world's most. I saw a billboard once that said the world's most refreshing beer. You cannot lie on billboards, okay? Otherwise, you get sued. It is the world's most refreshing beer. It's not even arguable. So stop already with your not refreshing beer and go with the world's most refreshing beer. Pick you up some Coors Lights. I'm telling you, you got them at home, nobody's going to refuse a Coors Light. Nobody's going to refuse it. I drink Miller Lite or I drink blah, 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 I drink this or that. You give them a Coors Light, they're going to go, you know what? This is good. This is really good. It's certainly, if you want motor oil, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Drink those IPA, whatever. Give me a good, cold, clean, refreshing Coors Light every day of the week. And I'd like to drink them every day of the week. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It keeps Texas chill during these hot times. Keeps Texas chill. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us here on the show, 713-780-3776. Isak Paredes is an all-star. Jake Myers injured, jogging out to center field. Astros get swept. Hunter Brown not going to pitch in the all-star game, going to pitch on Sunday instead. Which is a good thing for the Astros. Much better than whatever. The NBA Cup groups were announced yesterday. And I think the Rockets might be in. I'm not thrilled with this one, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, Sean sent me the groups and asked the question, group of death? Are the Rockets in the group of death?
I mean, it's just, that's awful. They've got Denver. Denver, the Rockets. Hold on one second.
The Spurs.
The Spurs Warriors, are in, Golden State, and the Blazers.
And the Blazers, along with the Nuggets. And even the Blazers played well at the end of last year. They were a good defensive team last year. Yeah, I mean, if we want to place any importance on this thing, the Rockets are in a tough group. It may be the toughest in of all the groups.
Yeah, I mean, Denver, Golden State, and the Spurs. You got a little bit of break with the Blazers, but that's probably a game. If you got to go up there and play, you might lose that one. Who knows? OKC is with the Timberwolves, which is tough. The Kings and the Suns, and the Jazz.
Not,
I mean, really
not tough? No,
really, they got one tough game.
And then the Lakers are with the Clippers and the Mavericks and the Pelicans and the Grizzlies. So maybe the Lakers have one tough game. We'll see if the Mavs won't be healthy by that time because Kyrie won't be available. So, yeah, the East is just a hodgepodge of crap. So there's not even a real point of looking because no matter if you were a playoff team last year and healthy, you're going to be in an easy group because very few of those teams remain in the East healthy and made the playoffs last year.
Boston is going to be depleted. Detroit is better. Orlando is better. Sixers suck. Brooklyn sucks.
Yes, the Sixers are the one where if they got any health beyond just this NBA Cup stuff, could be a surprise team. But that's going with the expectation that Embiid will be available, which is one I'm not going to really buy into. But that team is talented if those guys could actually stay on the floor. And then in the other one, it's the Knicks against the Bucks, who have Giannis and Miles Turner. That's about it. And then a bunch of other teams who don't really oppose a threat to anyone. So yeah, it much like the actual league when it comes to winning a title, it'll be about what happens in the West for the NBA Cup. And unfortunately, the Rockets are one of those teams who has a tough group. But to be fair, the Rockets are a reason that the group is tough because those teams got to play them too.
OKC, the Wolves, the Kings, the Suns, and the Jazz. OKC gets out of that one easily.
If they care.
That's always,
that's always the other thing. Does this
unless they have to go up to Minnesota and play that one up there, and then Minnesota takes care of the rest of it. Minnesota possibly could come out of that.
Yeah, Minnesota's a good ball club.
They
made
another
conference final.
But then they got slapped.
Yeah, but as far as this is concerned, who's going to care about it? Like, does OKC, after winning a title, care enough to put what they have to put in to try to advance? Or will they be resting a guy? That's all you have to take into account. Rest, injury. But if we're just going by what the teams are as a whole, yeah, OKC should make it through. Probably the Lakers should make it through. And then maybe the Nuggets, maybe the Rockets, if we're just going by best teams in the group.
Okay, so Lakers, Clippers, Grizzlies, Dallas, and the Pellies. Who comes out of that? This is going to be – Dallas is going to be before Kyrie gets back.
Yeah, they don't really have – they're going to be depending on D'Angelo Russell to be their backcourt creator. Good luck with that.
I think the Clips or the Grizz.
Well, we'll see do the Clips get Bradley Beal. That'll help if that's official. They've been talking about at least that transaction. The Suns buying out Bradley Beal for like a week now, still hasn't happened. And then the Clippers are the likely landing spot. So they have Bradley Beal to replace Norman Powell. And if Kawhi is around along with James, that's a good ball club, at least in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. Zubac's a good center. So yeah, actually, if Bradley Beal is there, despite him being overpaid and the no trade hurting his value as a trade option, but as just a player fitting in on that roster, I think the Clippers might be the best team in that group.
Rockets, Nuggets, Golden State, San Antonio, and Portland. I think, you know what? The Rockets play Denver tough.
They do.
I think the Rockets could come out of that.
I'm interested to see Denver as a whole because this whole Jonas Valanciunas thing is still an issue because they don't have a backup center right now. They didn't have one the last couple of years. If Valanciunas is there to give them solid minutes when Jokic is there, I think they jump up in my estimation for a title contender. They brought in Cam Johnson. They've got Bruce Brown back. They brought in Hardaway Jr. That's a team that kind of put out there that they weren't going to do anything this offseason. They're going to kind of be st- kind of not do a damn thing. Instead, they make multiple moves. And I think they are, I think, the Rockets' toughest challenge as far as being the clear number two in the West. I think Denver's in a spot where they're going to be right back to contending. But as far as that group is concerned, yeah, I think it's Rockets-Denver. Take one or the other.
Yep. Cleveland, Pacers, they're depleted. Cleveland. The Hawks are better.
It's just Cleveland.
Toronto.
Cleveland cares.
The Hawks might give them a problem.
Yeah, the Hawks are a trendy team because of what they've done. I just don't trust Trae Young. What they've done is they put enough defenders around Trae this offseason to mitigate some of his issues. But Denver, still best team in probably in the East and certainly in that group, I think.
Boston, Brooklyn, 76ers, Detroit, and Orlando. I think it's between Detroit and Orlando.
I would agree, and as we talked about, the caveat is what are the Sixers and who's on the court. But as far as believing in that group, I'd probably go Detroit right now. I know Orlando added Desmond Bain, but he's still really their only guy who can shoot. I mean, Paolo got all that money. Paolo's a great player. I do like Detroit. I like Cade Cunningham quite a bit. And if Jaden Ivey's back, they didn't really have him the back part of the year. That's another guy who can be a creator. I think I like Detroit there.
I think it's between the two of them. I take Detroit as well. Knicks, Bucks, Bulls, Heat, Hornets.
You would go with the Knicks. They have the better roster of anyone. The Bucks, whatever. The Bulls, perpetually a 9 or a 10 seed. The Heat got Norman Powell. They're still trying to make moves, but we'll see. And the Hornets got LaMelo Ball if he's even healthy. So I'm going with the Knicks there. That seems cut and dry as far as just preseason expectations.
Yep. And then we'll see who moves on. We'll see. So the Rockets are in the – it is the group of death. There's no question. That's the toughest of all of them. Depending on how good – we'll see. Lance says that Steph Curry is going to be hurt this year. So
yeah, he did kind of predict that.
He put that on him. Nice job, Lance.
Look, that's an old ball club. They're going to – and that's why I think that who cares about that, this particular thing is going to mean something. Do the Warriors want to go all out for this? Now, the regular season games do count to your record, so that's a motivation for guys to want to try. But that Warriors team, I don't think much of them as a real contender. As much as they have the pedigree, I don't think that team's lasting through an entire year healthy. So while Lance put that on Steph Curry, I'm not sure he's wrong when we talk about the Warriors as a whole. You got 35, 36, 37-year-olds that they're depending on to carry them through an entire season. That ain't a good formula.
No. Them hoes ain't loyal.
Well, what does that have to do with hoes or loyalty?
I have no idea. All I know is...
John's punch drunk.
I'm loyal to...
John Chill?
I am loyal to John Chill. John Chill is up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we got to talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people. That's HRP. I am a big fan. I know the guys, but we all know them, okay? You get to know, if you're in management, you're going to know Mike Holley, and you're going to know... You're going to know all of the guys over there at HRP, Chris and Kevin and Chad, and just they become part of your business. They care about your business. You have personal relationships with them because they're going to make sure that they do the best damn job. They're going to be around. They're going to be. You're going to want their advice. You're going to want to know how to do stuff. Not only with the HR, not only with the payroll, but with the 401k plans and the taxes, everything that's going to save your business money, make it better. Make it better, okay? You're not in the business of payroll. You're not in the business of HR. They are. They've got proprietary technology that's just better. And you want your business to be better. You want the bottom line to be better. You want to do things more efficiently and more economically. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Tell them you heard it right here.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.